You're listening to The Unexplained, a series on the strange occurrences that have been witnessed or have happened on the Boise Fort Reservation. Brought to you by KBFT, 89.9 FM, and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Had one more Class A sighting. Of course, now, you know, it's 2017, and I've been studying them and trying to learn what I can about them probably since 2008, 2007 maybe.
Bill and his wife were out woodknocking. That's a technique used by those studying Bigfoot or Sasquatch to locate them. Some say it's used by the creature as a warning to go no further. Isham recently woodknocked and got results.
I made a few hollers out the window, and sure enough, 150, 200 yards away, the big guy walked two steps out of the ditch, and then he stood on the yellow line, and he seen us parked down there. I told my wife, look at that. You could see the great big legs. You could see up the waist, but you couldn't see the upper part because the tree line was back there, but there was a turn sign, a big yellow horizontal, sharp turn sign there, and he blocked that out about 9 to 10 feet up. Yeah, it's that arrow. And he took two more steps, which he kept blocking that sign out as he moved, and two steps, and he was in a ditch and gone.
Isham said he went back the next day to look for footprints, but there weren't any. This was his third time seeing the creature. He's had other encounters that weren't so vivid as this last one, but were still as cool.
I had a Class B with my studying of these guys. Yeah, it was this August, 2017. It was kind of windy, slight drizzle, and I was doing my Bigfoot hollering and my knocking on trees, and one started, they clack rocks together to communicate. One started clacking rocks. Within 2 seconds, another one, so they were both going click, 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 click. Then a third one started, and he was across the river. He started clicking. Like, oh, man, that's cool. And I didn't have rock clackers at the time. I went and got some now, but just sitting there listening to him for a couple of minutes, and they didn't approach or anything, but all of a sudden, behind me, I could hear two things, one to my right and one to my left. They were trying to sneak through the brush, and I could hear brush moving and leaves rustling. And I went, I got to get the hell out of here because they're trying to distract me of what's coming up behind me.
Clacking rocks isn't the only thing he's experienced in the woods surrounding Boise Fort. He's also heard the creature speak, but not like you or I would.
I also had to experience something called samurai chatter. I had my parabolic dish and everything out, and I heard a loud male scream. Two of them were off to my right, and you could hear them talking. Ah, wah, 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 they were going to each other. We got the hell out of there. So everything that I've heard other people have experienced, I'm getting all those experiences the more that I've interacted with these guys. Same spot, probably a few weeks earlier, I was there, wood knocked. I got wood knocks back, a couple of them, and pitch black. And we had my two sons were with me and my wife was with me. And we heard a big holler. So we figured, wait a few minutes, he'd get closer and see if we can get some. So I always keep a little handheld spotlight, battery-operated one with. If you light them up in the eyes, they can't see, so you can get the hell out of there if they charge you or start to bother you. That's also been documented on other files. But sure enough, one did a girl scream, and it was so loud, it was high, and then even went higher. But the lung capacity that did that was more than what a human could do, was more than what it was probably moose style lung size is what let that scream out. And it was right next to us, right in the brush, and I lit him up right away, and I couldn't see him. I said, oh man, he's too close, we got to go, he's 10 feet away. So I started to pull away, and just for the heck of it, I hollered out the window again at him, and then he roared, and then he broke some big sticks, and then I stepped on it and got the hell out of there.
The Unexplained is brought to you by KBFT 89.9 FM and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Far beyond the wave, it's unexplained.